6 months after the disaster, geologist Mike Ellis is traveling to China to investigate the earthquake. Mike has worked in this region before, so he always knew there could be a major quake here one day. But he didn't think he'd ever get to see it in his lifetime.
I've traced quite a few earthquakes, as we call it, Taiwan down to Chesapeake. Big earthquakes like this happen in the ocean all the time, and of course you can't go there to see them. So academically, scientifically, it's a treat to come to an earthquake like this, but of course it's a fairly sobering experience as well.
For the inhabitants of Sichuan province, Monday, May the 12th was a day like any other. Many people were at work, their children in school, while others were simply out enjoying the sunshine. Little did they know that the ground beneath their feet was about to be ripped apart by a rupture that would travel 100 kilometers in just 50 seconds.